Blackstone presents We Could Have Been Friends, My Father and I, a Palestinian memoir by Raja Shahadeh. This book is read by Peter Ganem. Chapter 1. I could hear him entering the office with his usual gusto. As always, I took a deep breath when my father came in. He stopped at the reception to get the latest messages, then asked, "Has anyone called?" With small, quick steps thumping the ground, he walked past my room, followed by his secretary, to whom he was already dictating letters concerning the day's court hearings. He was wearing a dark suit, with a well-ironed white shirt and a black tie, and carrying his heavy black leather briefcase. Then he doubled back and peered through the open door to my room. He saw me looking over a map covered in cobweb lines, and asked accusingly, "What are you doing? Don't you have any work to do?" Before I could explain, he had darted into his office to resume dictating. I stayed in my office, examining the new 1984 military order, plus the attached map that my father had seen me with. Road Plan Number 50, as it was designated, was the blueprint for the Israeli Occupation Authority's long-term objective of creating a new West Bank road network that was bound to have a devastating effect on the Palestinian landscape, on traditional towns and villages and agricultural areas. Studying it, I could see where future roads were to be built, how the existing network of roads was to be altered from a north-south to an east-west grid, and how the Jordan Valley was to get a new road, one that would better connect it to Israel and consolidate it as the country's eastern border. The implications were massive. I gave my father time to finish dictating his letters. Then I walked over to his office to show him the new order and map, which had only arrived in the post that day. When I suggested to him that we should submit objections to the proposal, he was not enthusiastic. He didn't seem to share my sense of foreboding about the impact that the order would have on the land. The phone rang and he answered,
"Aziz Shahadeh here. How can I help you?"
Waving me away, he sank into a conversation with his client. But I continued to think about the new road plan. A few weeks earlier, I had taken a solitary drive down what we then called the Latrun Road, since it linked the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?